Studios in Melbourne. It's the Mark Moses Show on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. You can be a part of the conversation at 321-984-1234. Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to hour number two of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on 1560 The Fan. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Sports Radio 1560 and me personally at Mark Moses Show. I am broadcasting live here from one of my old stomping grounds here on a Friday here in Charlottesville, Virginia. I've lived in, okay, should we do this real quick? Should we get it off our chest? So, okay. Grew up in Chicago, went to Western Illinois University. First job out of college, I lived in a town called Marshalltown, Iowa. Town of about 30,000 people, and it was right by Des Moines and Ames, where like Iowa State University is. And then moved here to Charlottesville. Then I went to Omaha, Nebraska, and then I moved to beautiful Central Florida. And I appreciate, you know, hour number one where we had Risty on, my good friend from the Cavalier Diner. Always love talking football with her. And then you just heard from Jackie Franchulli, who's been on my show for years, as you know, she covered the Florida Gators. And now she's back here in Virginia. So it is a small world after all. But now we got to go big time. This guy's been on my show many times, and he's been my friend for over 10 years. How did that happen? He is my great friend, the immortal Kerry James. Kerry, how you doing today?
Well. Look what the cat dragged in. What's shaking, Moses? Martinis and scotch? Wait, don't answer that. Actually, Mark, I would like to take this opportunity, and I hope your boss is listening. As Mark just mentioned, we have been friends for over 10 years.
Yeah.
Mark is actually one of my best friends, believe it or not. I have like five. That's about it. So let me just say this, Mark, because, you know, I really started to see the value of your friendship, not because you'd buy me drinks or, you know, turn me on to the dating apps or anything like that. But I, in all seriousness, about 5 years ago, I had a tragedy and you actually got Tiki Barber to wish me well and like say something really nice and personal to me on the air. That was great. A few months later, you tried to actually get me a job. Like, I was struggling trying to find employment. You helped. You sure you're helping with that? But really, like, when it really, like, this guy, he's actually going out of his way. I was going to New York City for a few days by myself. And you're like, hey, you know what, man? I know you've had a rough year. I'll come up to New York. I'll fly all the way from Florida to New York City to come hang out with you, Kerry. And that was great. But what was the best part, where we get off the train, we're walking about 25 minutes up to Columbia. And you just gave me your show. You did 25 minutes of comedy, and I probably still owe you $75 for that show.
No, you don't.
Now, hang on. I just needed to get that out of the way first. Now, let's get back to roasting you. Mark,
do you
know what this is? And you're on the radio, so I want you to describe what I'm holding right here.
All right,
you do this all the time.
So we have like all these textbooks and notepads and just like these
Look
binders.
Look how thick that is. You see how thick that is? You know what this is, Mark?
Sounds like a date I was on.
This.
What is that?
The binder is fired, especially.
It's so thick.
This, Mark, is one class in graduate school that I just finished yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'm showing this to you is because, as we are aware, maybe the listeners aren't aware of this, Mark's sister has a PhD.
Yes.
She's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And your brother, what does he do?
He has his master's degree.
And your brother has a master's.
He's a social worker.
Look, giving back to the community.
So, doctor.
Right.
Social worker, D-list celebrity. My parents are super proud.
Unbelievable. I still think you need to, I'm showing you this because I still think you need to go back to school, get a master's.
No, I'm a mercenary. I want to teach. That's the only, okay, when this nutty ride ends, and they want me, because I think I do like helping out people. I like teaching younger people. If I was going to go to school, I'd be a teacher. I'm not, no more money, none.
But I'm just saying, if you teach at the university level, I believe you have to have a master's.
I agree. You do. So you'll do it for me.
Can we get down to it? this, please?
No, I okay, I'm going to tell you a truth on the air.
All right.
All right. And it's great seeing you, buddy.
You too.
I really do.
I'm very glad you're here.
You know, so the last like 2 weeks I was watching Winning Time on HBO, the new show where it's like based on the 1980 LA Lakers team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's completely embellished and some of it's fake. But it was John C. Reilly. I've been saying this all week.
Oh, he's great. He's a great actor.
Amazing.
He's always been good. Agreed.
Amazing.
Agreed.
So they show like Pat Riley, right? And he's got the slick back hair. And I look at you and I was like, hey, you've really grown it out. You can pull off the Pat Riley hair.
I think, you know, during pandemic times and we were all shut in and nobody went to get haircuts. So you had the COVID. Not the COVID haircut, but you had, the pandemic long hair or shag, right?
Yeah.
So I started doing that. And then I realized, well, you know, I kind of figured, why not just go with the whole mullet thing? As you can see,
if you like cut off those sideburns, it's full mullet, buddy. You got
right.
Sideburns are saving you right now.
Well, you know, it's that whole 80s look, right? Because I started this 80s thing back about 10 years ago. And women just would make fun of me all the time for it, right? And now I've got an 80s. I've got my jean jacket. I've got my 80s buttons on there. Madonna, you know, Pet Shop Boys. I got the Police, Duran Duran. Women just make fun of it all the time. 10 years ago. Now I wear the jean jacket out. Oh, we love it. Oh, that's so cool. Where'd you get that? Did it? See, I was a pioneer, Mark.
Well, you went to high school in the 80s.
Yes.
So this was like, that's why you like the 80s.
Well, yes. But some people might say I never left high school.
I agree with that. I really do. But see, that's the thing. You actually, like, you're like, oh, I'm retro. I'm going 80s. No, you lived through the 80s.
Right. But what gets me is 10 years ago, they were making fun of it. Now, oh, it's so cool. We love that retro look.
Here's what's happening.
It's kind of the same thing with the dating sites because people, you know, I used to make fun of people who are on dating sites.
Well, because you were, yeah.
But now I'm on them.
Well, because you have to be.
And you're going to have people making fun of me for being on a dating site. But watch out. Sooner or later, they're going to be on there too.
Hey, dude, this is every married couple. You should get out there. Get out there, Mark. Meet people. Well, hey, do you know anyone? No.
Yeah. We're married.
And they make fun of you.
Right.
So the married couples make fun of you like, oh, pff. You're on a dating app. Well, you're a loser. Yeah, well, you know anyone? No.
No.
Yeah, well then, and by the way, this has been my rule for years on this show. Okay, if you know a couple, and God bless them, I have friends like this. They met like in high school,
right?
Or they met freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're trying to give me dating tips. I'm like, okay, if I need tips on how to go to the prom, I'll come to you. Okay, you don't know nothing. And I tell this to every married guy. I'm like, stay married. Stay married. Whatever you do, it's a jungle out there. Just stay married. Do you know how exhausting it is?
Now, you're in town in Charlottesville for what? When do you go back? Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay, so, you know, you probably looked at some of the dating apps before you came up here.
Yeah, Florida's better.
I believe you. Because, you know, a few people around here do use the Bumble. They use the Tinder. But don't even think about using Hinge in Charlottesville.
Why
Do you know what people in Charlottesville think the dating app Hinge is? You know what people in Charlottesville think Hinge is?
What?
They think it's something you buy at Lowe's. So don't even.
Is it your stand up? Do I owe you $75?
That was $5.
Oh.
Actually, I'll give you that one for free. You're my guest.
All right, I'm going to tell you a secret.
Yes.
I never told you this before.
Really?
So when we were in New York,
yeah.
Okay, I think we. Where did we go? I think you went to that diner. Remember we were at the.
Yeah, downstairs. We were staying at the New Yorker. They had the diner downstairs.
Yeah, diner. You ate something. I think I walked and said I was going to get something else, right? So I think I got like McDonald's or something. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning,
yes.
Right? As you know.
There was a McDonald's like right across the street.
So I ate something there. I got up. I never told you this. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I vomited.
Oh no.
I felt so awful. You were sleeping. You were like sleeping
passed
beauty.
Out is more like it.
Yeah. You were like just passed out. Yeah. I didn't want to wake you up, but I'm like, dude. And it was the worst kind also. It was
I am so sorry.
Okay.
You never let on.
I never let on. It was the worst. I hate, there are many things I hate in this world.
That's getting sick.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I hate my ex-girlfriends. I hate the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. I'm with you on that one.
I hate the Green Bay Packers. And I hate vomiting with all my heart. It's the worst.
No, I know.
Because you're just waiting for it. Like, just go.
I just think it's funny that vomiting and ex-girlfriends fall on the
it's
same
It's about the same.
Show. Okay?
Because going out the other way, it's super easy. But coming up top, no, it's the worst.
Well, you must have been very quiet about it because I don't remember
it's
anything.
Sucked. I hate vomiting. It's the worst.
So, you know, I was up there a few months ago. Stayed at the same hotel. That McDonald's is gone.
Right. Well,
maybe a few more people got sick.
Yeah,
who knows?
You went with. We're here. By the way, I forgot we were on the air about 5 minutes ago. Because this is like us on FaceTime here on a Friday. You went with your brother. This is really cool.
Yes.
You went with your brother, and you went to the ACC.
We went to the ACC, not the opening day. It was Duke and Syracuse.
Oh, that's cool, man.
So we got to see Coach K play, or Coach rather, and Duke play, and they won that game. It was the early game that day. But it was just, you know, I've never seen, we could have gone to see a Virginia game, but we were all in agreement. Like, my friend Matthew was there. We were like, you know what? This is never going to happen again where you see Coach K coach. And so, yeah, we went to the Barclay Center.
That's
in
awesome.
In Brooklyn. And, I mean, we, of course, were sitting way up near the top, but we were there. You know, dude, we were at the ACC tournament game.
Games. That is, and then, like, your cousin who's in a band, she performed at what, Radio City Music Hall?
Yes, so Krongbin.
Awesome.
So, I guess it's okay to drop that name.
I think
I'll generally do this. Yeah. So, my cousin is Laura Lee.
She's welcomed on my show, by the way. If they want to perform,
I will let them know. So, my cousin Laura Lee plays in Krongbin and actually did play in Richmond last week. So, we went
again
and saw them. But yeah, they had a 2-night residency at Radio City March 9th and 10th. You like that?
When are we going to have our residency?
Well, we're going to have ours in Vegas.
No, ours is going to be the old folks' home in Port St. Lucie, Florida, by my parents. It's gonna be, dude. That's so cool. And you like, all right? You know, you always see these like travel shows on, you know, on cable or through YouTube. You guys took the train up, right, to New York City.
We did. It's a great way to travel, actually.
Dude, that is awesome. I'm really jealous you guys did that. That must have been really cool.
It was a lot of fun. Like I said, we stayed at the New Yorker, but we did a lot of things when we were up there. I mean, New York City, you know, obviously we did the sports because it was during the time of the ACC tournament. But we also went to the Pace Museum and saw an exhibit from David Byrne of the Talking Heads. So that was pretty neat. We went to this place called Coney Island. Have you heard of it, Mark?
You went to Coney. Did you take a ferry or stuff to get over
no,
there?
No, we took the train. Uh-huh. And it was right after the Duke game. We went over right after the Duke game. And this is, you know, this is middle of March. I mean, what else are you going to do, right? Duke wins, you got to go get a hot dog.
I'm laughing because it's like, I just saw Duke. I feel awful. Let's go to Coney Island. I got to get this bad taste of Duke out of my mouth. Let's get a hot dog.
Let's go to Nathan's.
Yeah, let's go
so ahead. We did. We went to Nathan's and got hot dogs at Coney Island. I don't know if you've been there before or in a while. That's my first time. And one of my best friends is with me, and he's an architect. So he took a look at Coney Island and the rides and everything. He said, this place should be condemned.
You know, it's funny. So, because, you know, Florida's like the sixth borough of New York. You know, everyone says that.
Right,
so
right,
like,
right.
So
right.
We have like Nathan's hot dogs everywhere. We have
them. Really?
So it's not that big of a deal. We were at, this is what I love. We're at.
They're good. They're good hot dogs.
So my brother, he comes to visit with his family.
Yeah.
And they go to my, they surprised my dad for his 70th birthday. So nice. They went. So here's what happened. They went to South Beach because my dad loves, he's like me. We love Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't get enough. So he surprised them. They met in Miami. All right. So I watched all the dogs. I said, you guys go have fun. I see this wild man, or as I call him on the air, Mark 30 years in the future. That's what he is. So it's time travel. So they went and they came back, and this was during spring training. So we went to, this is what I always think about. We go to Port St. Lucie has the New York Mets. Mm-hmm. That's there for spring training.
Cool.
So we go for practice and everything. So my brother's there, and his two little boys, my nephews, one's 6 and one's 4, uh-huh. Right?
So and your like, Uncle Mark to them? What do they call you? Uncle Mark or Marky?
Marky,
or?
Yeah, they call all that. Punch him in the groin, like all those things. So it's great. So then So then now I'm like, I can't wait till we go out tonight.
Oh my God.
Okay. When we go out tonight to the bars,
holy geez.
My name is Tom Morgan,
right.
Our good friend.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
All right.
Yeah. Or my coworker, Eric De Niro.
And we're going to get back to your brother.
All right.
In a
second. So, here's what's funny. So there's 6 and 4. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. Like, they're going to see baseball players.
Yeah.
And it's baseball.
Yeah, real
stuff. They could care less. Okay.
Of course.
There were New York Mets players coming up to them like, hey,
and all right, you know, waving. No, like, nothing.
They don't care. Whatever. You're not
Dorky. That's a big deal.
Yeah, you're not the Paw Patrol.
Right.
So, and some of them were speaking Spanish. Hola, you know, and my
nothing.
My nephews would care less. Me, the 40-year-old
yeah,
man
right.
child, I love it.
Right.
All right, so there's one point. I didn't tell you this. Right. This is one point. I'm walking with my mom. And the Miami Marlins are there as well. They are.
I saw them play when they were the Florida Marlins.
That's
way.
Right. That's so they're playing catch, and the ball goes over the head, and the ball comes to me, and the guy's like, hey, amigo.
And you kept it.
I took
it's on eBay, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So I picked it up, and I threw it back to the Miami Marlins, and my mom's like, hey.
was the guy like, ow? Was his hand stinging afterwards?
No. But I was
like, God, man, you should come on over the fence. To come play.
Well, with the Marlins, how cheap they are, I fit right in. I was like, hey, I'm a major leaguer. That's right, threw the ball. So my nephews, they're not impressed by anything. You know what did impress them? My one nephew who's 4, and I do this motion because he does this to me. He's like, hey, Mark.
4 fingers up. I'm this many.
I'm 4.
Right.
So my nephew's named Nathan. So when it was a baseball forget, that hot dog tray came by. And my brother's like, hey, that's your name. And he's like, oh, I was like, those are your hot dogs. And he's like, yeah. So my nephew thinks he owns Nathan's hot dogs.
Well, you know, he might.
I mean, hey, you got to pay these bills somehow.
Exactly. He should go to Nathan's when he gets older and just be like, hi, I'm Nathan. I'm here for the.
Yeah, where's my free hot dogs?
Come on, let's go, guys.
All right. Carrie.
Yes.
I appreciate coming on.
Yeah.
I might just have you on all hour. I hope you know that. You got no work to do.
I do have work to do.
No. This is more important.
I'm in the other studio.
Okay. This is, I have something to present to you.
Oh, you mentioned there was something. What is it? What'd you do?
This is for you.
Oh, Lord.
All right. I washed it as well. I promise. Because I know you're very hygienic.
I've got a can of Lysol right here, you see, in front of me.
This is for you, because I know you need to wear this.
Oh, you did bring one.
You need to wear this when you go work out.
I'm going
to
put it on right
now. Oh, he's taking his shirt off. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is radio. Look in your speaker.
Yeah, all right. So here is, it's a medium. I don't know. Look at this.
Well,
let's see. Your massive guns might be too much.
Here without a shirt for a little while. No,
yeah, you should see. These are nice.
You know what?
This is like a workout shirt.
Have you ever done radio with no shirt on? This might be new territory for you. Sorry, the ladies are coming here in a minute.
Well, we'll get into those radio 90s stories when we get off the air later.
So what's funny is...
This is really nice. Thank you so much for this shirt.
That's right. Wow. You asked for one. Oh. I don't know if it's going to fit, but yeah, it should fit.
Look at... Oh, my God. Hey, you know, wearing this, like, I feel like almost like a superhero.
You
like
should.
I can, you know...
You know who also has
anything.
One?
What?
Okay, so you have one.
Yes.
My family has one. Uh-huh. And the president of Cumulus Media.
Hey,
that's right.
Look at the company I am
the
in.
The president.
Absolutely.
She has great. It. I gave it to her, Mary Berner, who's a great lady, president of my company. One time I met her.
Yes.
I said, this is for you, Mary.
That's nice.
And it's a black Mark Moses Show shirt.
That's great.
So I wrote her an email.
Yeah. What did you do?
I wrote an email. Hey, it was very nice meeting you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Right.
She's nice like, bomb. Yeah, Mark, nice meeting you as well. She's like, I was in Central Park wearing your shirt. And I was gagging. That's right.
I hope she's listening, and I hope she heard the first part of this, and what a great person you are. Like, I wasn't just blowing smoke. You are a very good friend. And I
appreciate
that. Yeah, I'm serious, man. You definitely deserve it. You earned it.
All right, here's what we're going to do as you're blowing smoke up my ass. I like this. All right, let's go to break. We'll come back. I want wins and losses, Dallas Cowboys.
No.
Risty went last hour 13-4.
Really?
She might have
been. That's confidence.
She might have been in fuming.
How much alcohol did she have before
she got exactly. So, let's go to break. We'll come back here on 1560 The Fan.
This is the Mark Mo on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Moses Show, only right here on 1560 The Fan. I'm here broadcasting live at one of my old stomping grounds here in Charlottesville, Virginia. I lived here from 2008 to 2011. I was going to say I worked here, but some days, that didn't really happen. I'm joined here by my good friend Kerry James, longtime broadcaster as well. Dude, you've won awards. Like, you're a superstar. I hope you know this.
Oh, thank you. I've won two Association of Broadcaster Awards.
That's right.
That's right. Two, yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, yes. Since you were saying, like, I'm Mr. Master's Degree and yeah. I'm going to school. Hey, don't forget this show.
Yes.
My university honored me as the alumni of the year.
You're right. You know what? I don't have one of those. Probably won't get one.
Stay humble, Mark.
You're closer to an EGOT, probably, than I am.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I think about these studios is, maybe this was like 2010. Maybe it was before that.
This
right?
studio here?
No. The newsroom.
Oh, where you used that closet.
Is that still the newsroom?
No, it's a closet. Like, my guitars are in there.
Is there a newsroom anymore?
No, we partnered with CBS 19.
Oh.
So they service our news department.
Look, let me tell you, like in the format of sports talk radio, mm-hmm. you always had like the update anchor at top of the hour mm-hmm. or bottom of the hour.
Right.
I don't do that anymore. We don't have an update anchor. We don't do any of that stuff. Because they said a couple years ago, they're like, just forget it. Because, you could just say it live on the air if something's going on.
When you were here before, didn't you do both news and sports?
I did for anchoring.
Yes.
Mostly just news and politics. But when I was doing sports, I just hosted the morning show.
You didn't do both at the same time?
No. No. So
I thought you were doing.
So I was doing, okay, so if our listeners don't know, I did, if the three of them care. Anchor reporter, right? Like, you were doing that as well. Like, well, you have,
yes,
as
but
usual.
I wasn't doing sports. I thought you were doing all of it.
So I was doing that for a couple years. And then, but I'm just saying, like, you don't really have this sports update because of the phone. Like, you just.
Yes.
You
know, right.
Look,
right.
Sometimes we debate right, at true. Work. Like, do we really need to run the weather anymore? Like, did you really need that on the radio?
Well, I mean, some stations don't run traffic reports.
Yeah.
Like, Hot does not run a traffic report. We're at the station I'm at, Generations and CYK, we do. But
see, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
The younger. So I was just going to tell our listeners, because I know this is the juicy stuff they want to hear. So there was times like, okay, so I did like the noon, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. So I had kind of a crazy schedule where I'd be going out at night, right?
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
was like in my 20s. So there was
Wait a minute, Mark, aren't you still in your 20s?
Yeah, pretty. People think I am. Anyway. So there was one time, okay, these two women who worked, I wouldn't say work, they went to, they were in grad school. I'm trying to do this as a family show version.
Right.
So they were like, hey, we're downtown. Come join us. And, you know, when you're in your 20s, you could do. Now,
no.
There's no way. It's a school night. I got to go to work tomorrow.
Thank you. I try to explain that to people. Let's go out and get a beer after work. No, man. I've got TV tomorrow. I'm not going to go in with bags and forget it.
So there was this time they're like, come on, we're at this nightclub, right? It was the same one that I got kicked out of. Remember from the fight with the women? That's another story I can tell you. I forget what that place is called, but so it's like, yeah, come out. So when you're in your 20s, you're like, yeah, let's do it, Mark. I went there at 11:30 at night on a school night.
You're crazy.
It was like a redhead and a blonde haired woman. So we're there till like 2 o'clock in the morning. Then we're after partying. And you know, here's what happens. This is what happens in your brain as a dude. You know, you got work the next day.
Yeah.
So in your head, you're debating. All right. If I get to bed by 3 a.m., I can get 3 hours of sleep. If I go to bed at 4 a.m., I can get, you're always thinking that, I'll get 2 hours of sleep. You know, like, and then, so I came to work the next day, and I was so exhausted.
When did you go to bed? Do you remember? And where, and more importantly, I think our listeners really want to know is, where did you go to bed?
I got maybe an hour of sleep. It was something crazy like that. And I came to the office And I went right into the newsroom.
Did you sleep?
I literally, yeah, I recorded one update for like
and
one.
Laid down on the floor?
Laid on the floor.
Oh, I slept. This is radio, man. We do that all the time. Everybody sleeps in the radio station.
I slept in there. And I got out like, hey, how's your day going, Mark? Great. I'm refreshed now. That's what it was.
And did you go back and see the redhead and the blonde again? Uh-huh. See this?
Now you got me.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna roast me.
Oh yeah.
Literally. And you know what's like? Here's how crazy it is here on the Mark Moses Show. I used to live in this olden time, where I was walking around. I went in a store, met the woman, started talking to her, and got her number.
Oh yeah, I've heard about this.
I know.
Right.
It's like buggy and wagon times, Oregon Trail.
And now you use the dating apps we were talking about earlier. That's how you. That's how people do it now.
Yeah, that's how easy it is. it's the craziest thing. It really is. All right, I made this comment. We're here with my good friend Kerry James here as I'm broadcasting live here in Virginia on a Friday, Friday the 13th.
Charlottesville, Virginia, okay. Home of the University of Virginia Cavaliers. We have a baseball. We're playing Clemson's here this weekend.
Oh, we're going tomorrow.
We're going to, there's a game starting at 6. I don't know what time is it, 4:30? There's a game at 6.
We're going tomorrow.
Today, but we're going tomorrow for the 4 o'clock
game. I like that. Right. So if the paparazzi wants to be there, Harry's going to be there.
No, not for me. For you, my friend.
So, okay.
Nobody.
Here's what was interesting.
Richmond.
I brought this up yesterday to start my show.
Yes.
Where... you heard the term about this like story of, oh, Tom Brady, he's going to be a broadcaster and they're going to give him a 10-year deal for $347 million, which I just laugh at. I'm like, how about broadcast a game first before we give him the deal? But my thing was, look, we have NBA playoffs. We have Stanley Cup playoffs. We've got baseball. Right. You got all these things going on, right?
Yes.
Everyone comes up to me this week and goes, what do you think of this Tom Brady as a broadcaster thing? What are your thoughts, Kerry, as a broadcaster and a football fan?
Well, I love football. Love football. I'm glad you brought up, like, we've got other things going on right now. We got the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
We got hockey. Yeah. Have you ever noticed that Tom Brady loves to make an announcement during big things? Okay, so what is this idiot? I'm sorry. I don't like Tom Brady. This guy, he's so full of himself. He decides, I'm going to retire from football. Right? He says that's 3 or 4 or 5 months ago.
Mm.
The weekend he makes this announcement, and let's go back for a second. He says, I'm going to retire from football to spend more time with my family. We'll get back to that, but just remember that part. He makes the announcement during the weekend of the AFC and NFC championship games, which traditionally he plays in.
Yes.
But he can't wait until Tuesday to say he's retiring. No. He wants to make the story that weekend to like the one of the best weekends in football about him, not the games. He makes the announcement he's retiring the weekend of the AFC and NFC championship games. Okay. To do what? Spend more time with my family. And I went on the air and I said, watch. I said, this guy, I said, nobody says they're going to leave something to go spend more time with their family. I said, you watch. In 6 months or less, he will be back in the NFL in some form or another, whether it's broadcasting, whether it's the GM of a team, whether it's, I didn't say playing because I wasn't sure about that, but I said he'll be back in the NFL some way or another. Sure enough, the weekend of the ACC championship basketball games, the SEC, the A10, like that weekend, that's when he says, I'm coming back to play football. Have you noticed? Like, think about how he does that. He waits until there's a lot else going on so that he can be the story. So I'm very just turned off by that. I don't want to say narcissistic, but and again, the whole thing is spend more time with my family. All right, now let's get to the broadcasting. Mm-hmm. So he gets this deal, $375 million deal from Fox Sports. Is he going to be as good as Troy Aikman or Tony Romo? No, he's not. Not at this. I don't think so. Tony Romo, you know how I feel about that guy. I like him, but he's just not good for the Cowboys. Troy Aikman, he's the Lord. Anyway, Tom Brady gets this $375 million deal. I thought he said he was going to spend more time with his family.
No.
That's not spending more time with your family. That's you got to prep for the games. You got to be there for the. He's got to be there all weekend.
Look, it's out of the Bible. 40 days. 40 nights with the family. I had a guest come on and
I'm
go
just
like,
saying, like, this guy, you know.
He's an egomaniac. He's got Michael Jordan gene, where I need to dominate.
And he lied about the whole, and I'm going back a ways, the whole letting the air out of the football thing. Right, the deflating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now he deflated the football. He got caught deflating the football.
And got suspended.
Right, but not right away. Now, it took the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA about a week to figure out that Russia interfered with our election in 2016. You tell me it took the NFL a year and a half to figure out Brady let some air out of a football? And then instead of suspending him during playoffs when he got caught, because they knew. No, they suspended at the beginning of the season where it's not going to really matter. Why so I blame the NFL for that.
Why don't you like Tom Brady? What don't you like about him?
Because he wins all the time.
I know. You know what I think about?
And the beginning of the season. What are they doing to my Cowboys? They did this last year.
It's the Sunday night game.
Tampa Bay against Dallas. Is the game in Dallas?
Yes.
So they're going to humiliate us in Dallas or Arlington, whatever. Didn't we get enough last year? Why do we have to go back for seconds?
How much TV
ratings? Sorry, Jerry, is that all? Because you know with Jerry Jones, his whole thing is we don't have to be that good. Just good enough. It's not about winning a Super Bowl anymore. Because he knows, because of people like Troy Aikman and the great
Roger Staubach.
I've got his photo right here, autographed Roger Staubach. You see that, Mark?
Did you meet him?
Well, no, I didn't meet him.
Where'd you find that? Our pawn shop?
No.
Where did you
get? My friend went and met him and got him to autograph. He personalized it.
That is awesome.
Right? So, Roger Staubach, he's great. So, you know, you have people like him who made the Cowboys great. Troy Aikman made the Cowboys great, along with some other players, too. Great enough where Jerry Jones is like, hey, you know what? We don't really need to win playoff games or, you know, championships or Super Bowls. As long as we're pretty good, as long as we go like 8-8, we're already a national team. I mean, you go to any sports bar in the country, there's Cowboy fans. It doesn't matter.
Everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
See, it used to be about winning. Now it's just about
the brand.
The brand and the money. Yeah. It just makes
why are you a Cowboys fan?
My mother's family's from Texas, so I grew up with like hand-me-downs and jerseys and things like that. So even though I'm from Virginia, I would get all these. My cousins always had Cowboy stuff, so they would inherit it.
Do you have family members who are like Washington football fans, or no?
Well, my dad, yeah, he was a command. Well, whatever they were called back then. So we know what they were called back then.
Dude.
So he lived in D.C. in the '60s. My father did, and so that was why he liked the Washington football team, Washington Commanders.
I think it should have been like the Red Wolves. I like the red.
It still could be. They change their name every year. Who knows what they're going to be in a couple of years.
I don't get, I told this to Risty last hour, and we're here on the Mark Moses Show again with my good friend Kerry James here on a Friday the 13th. I was listening to, I'm driving in Richmond Sports Radio, and they're like, oh, yeah, the Commanders in week five. And I'm like, who the hell are the Commanders? And I cover sports. It was the same thing. I'm watching baseball, and it's like White Sox, Guardians. And I'm like, Guardians? Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, what? Oh, Cleveland.
Yeah, that didn't really.
I don't like it.
Do you think these teams now, when they change their name, they change their name to something that doesn't have a necessarily affiliation with where they are, i.e. the Titans, before they were the Titans, they were the Tennessee Oilers because it came from Houston. Yeah. There's no oil refineries that I'm aware of in Tennessee. Maybe there are. But they give them the name Titans so that in case the team does move, you don't have to change. You know what I mean? Same sort of thing. Commander is a little.
Could Cowboys go anywhere?
Well, I don't think so now. Maybe like Oklahoma, which is, I think, didn't they come from Oklahoma? Is there some?
What is, wait. Can I do this off the top of my head? Were they in Kansas City?
Some Midwest, place like that.
I'll look it up during the break.
But in my lifetime, it's always been Dallas Cowboys.
The most ludicrous of them all, there's no lakes in Los Angeles.
Right.
Because they're
right.
Minneapolis.
Exactly. Now, wait a minute. You have the Hornets.
The Hornets were in Charlotte. Then they moved to New Orleans.
To New Orleans. And the Jazz moved to.
Okay. Do you want me to do this?
Utah, right?
I will do this to you, right? This will never impress anyone at the bar. Here it'll impress you. All right. So here's what happened. So the Charlotte Hornets were a team. Right. Okay. And then. It's so ridiculous. It's just so stupid. Then they moved to New Orleans.
Right.
right?
Right.
They did that. Then the Bobcats were created. Okay, remember the Bobcats? Because I think the owner of BT is named Bob. So he's like, oh, we'll be the Bobcats. Like, this is what happened. So then, remember, Hurricane Katrina happens.
Yes, 05.
So then the Hornets of New Orleans went to Oklahoma City and played games there for like a season. And their crowds were so amazing that David Stern's like, hey, let's get a team in Oklahoma. So remember, so the Hornets go back to New Orleans, and they say, we got to get a team in Oklahoma. So the Seattle Supersonics lose the team and become the Oklahoma City Thunder, right? Then Tom Benson.
By the way, you're really good at this.
Yeah, so Tom Benson, who owns the Saints and the Hornets at the time, they're like, ah, we don't want to be the Hornets. So they asked his wife, he asked his wife in bed, like, hey, what should we call the team? And she's like, let's be the state bird, the Pelican. So they're the New Orleans Pelicans. So then when they turn to the Pelicans, Charlotte, owned by Michael Jordan's like, well, then the hell with it. We're going to bring back the Hornets. And none of them have won the title.
All right, man, you gotta like do people's DNA. That was
isn't that crazy? And yes, there is no Jazz in Utah, and there's no Lakes in Los Angeles.
Well, are there any Cardinals in Arizona? Like, are there Cardinal birds in Arizona? I mean,
remember the Cardinals?
I know where they came, St. Louis, but
no, they were okay. This is what's weird. People don't realize this.
What?
The Cardinals are an original NFL team, an original from Chicago. Chicago had the Bears and the Cardinals. Then the Cardinals left, went to St. Louis to be the St. Louis football Cardinals. Then went to Arizona. Okay.
Well, what do you like when you think of Arizona? I don't think of a red Cardinal.
No.
I think of Phoenix.
From the Midwest.
Like when you name your team
Well, they played in Phoenix. They were the Phoenix Cardinals for a second.
That sounds silly.
Phoenix. It does sound silly. It's ridiculous. Hey, people think my name is Moses. That literally happens sometimes. Is this the most? This is my question for you.
You have a great radio name because you got that alliteration, Mark Moses.
Again, for the 900th time, people think it's a fake name. They think that's the name I
pick. No, that's you.
Yeah, no. Why would I pick that? Of any name, I could be Mark Awesome, Mark Handsome, Long Dog, you know, like. I really like
that's it. Another show.
Is this okay? You've been in radio how many years now?
Oh gosh, off and on, probably a total of 15.
Is this the longest you've ever been on one show? Because we've been going like about a half an hour.
Yeah. Well, you know, because normally it's like DJing more what people would classify as DJing. So you do, you know, 1 or 2 minutes and then you move on. But no, this is the format I love the most.
It's the best.
Yeah, because you have the most fun with it and you can talk about anything depending on the format.
Will you help me? Okay, so we're here with Kerry James. So when I think about, like, I was in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. And you were on a station that's not even on anymore, Tom 107.5.
Right.
Was it kind of like 80s and 90s?
Yeah, but back then it was this format. I guess they still exist. It's kind of like based on like a jack format where you play anything you want. But there's still a genre. So yes, it was 80s and early
90s. Your wheelhouse.
Pretty much, yes.
That's right.
Correct.
So you like put me on. Like for like bits, like segments for like a minute, and I do my spiel and everything.
Right.
And like, yeah, I was like, yeah, I need to get into this. Yeah.
Well, I've told you before, you really should look into doing stand-up.
You think I should do it?
Yes, and I also think you should do the movie pitch that I've been trying to get you to do.
Love this movie pitch.
I'm telling you, and nobody can steal it because we're on the air, so it's documented right now. It's about radio. It's a guy in radio. So you wouldn't even really need to act. You just show up, hear your lines, just do it.
Hey, let's do it.
Right.
All right, here's my stand-up. I think what I would do is, okay, I thought about this the other day. I know we're on the air, right? And it's funny, like, I could do 5 minutes of stand-up, or I could do 3 hours Monday through Friday. Okay. Like,
but you got more than 5 minutes.
I think I would go up there. Like, seriously, 15. Here on the Mark Moses Show, if I was going to do stand-up, what do I need to do? 5 minutes? Like, don't you think that's what it is?
I guess if you're opening for someone to get started, but you have enough material, you could probably go 15. I bet if you sat out and really wrote it and really, like, planned it, you could get up, open
15.
Mic, or at least 10. You could do more than five, sure.
I think there's this joke. I need to work on this. I think there should be a joke like every time I'm in the drive-thru at Taco Bell.
Yes. Okay. That's a great setup.
So
right?
I'm like, so you know, after work, there's just times when you're like, I need Taco Bell. Like, mm-hmm. it happens.
Yes. Okay?
So I'm in line at Taco Bell. And see, this is.
You haven't even gotten there yet.
Okay. So, like, I'm in line at Taco Bell. There's always some car in front of me, and they're ordering and ordering and ordering. And you see, this is what I understand. Like, I know, like, Taco Bell doesn't change the menu. You should know. You should be an adult. You should know what it is. Tacos and burritos, right? And
you know, the Taco Bell pizza's coming back out next week.
No, I actually tried the chicken wings to see what it would be like.
Oh, really?
I did, and I survived the story. I did. So it's like every time I'm in line, there's a person in front of me in their car, and they're like ordering for 10 minutes. And then you see, then, you know, you notice this drive-thru, you could see how much they ordered, and it'd be like $75. What? Did you buy the whole Taco Bell?
It's one person.
It's one person. Are you going for a colonoscopy? Why are you buying all these tacos?
Okay. The last time I ate at Taco Bell, I'll confess this. Nobody knows me in Florida.
Yes, they do.
We went over the mountain, and my buddy hands me this vape pen, but it wasn't tobacco. But I didn't know that.
It was.
Yeah.
It was Taco Bell hot sauce.
Right. No. Anyway, I had to get something to eat, so I went to Taco Bell afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit the spot. I mean, if you need it. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes there's just stuff that hits the spot.
It's fantastic.
Like if you're hungover, and I've got a little bit of experience in this area. listen. This because a lot of us, seriously, like you watch football all day on a Sunday. Chances are Monday morning you're going to be feeling a little rough. Now you could do a couple of things. You can go to McDonald's, get something like that, and you know a drink and something greasy. But the real cure, if you're watching basketball all day or watching sports, and you feel bad the next day, do this. I'm dead serious about this, Mark. Take 2 vitamin B before you go to bed. When you get up, you take 2 vitamin B and you wash it down with a coconut water and 2 ibuprofen. Man, you feel like $1 million.
I feel like I have to do a disclaimer. Like, this is the thoughts of Kerry James.
It not works.
That's what you go with after a Sunday of partying.
Yes.
That's who you go with. It,
if you want to be ripe, ready for work on Monday,
that's what you go with.
Correct. 2 vitamin Bs the night before, 2 vitamin Bs the next morning when you get up, wash it down with the coconut water, and then a couple of ibuprofen.
And bam, 17 rum and coke somewhere in there, right?
Yes.
In this 24-hour. So you're in Taco Bell, right? The guy in front of you is ordering $75 worth of tacos. So this is what fascinates me. It's like Saturday night into Sunday morning. Okay, it's 12:30 at night.
Yes, yes.
There's a woman working the drive-through,
and you're gonna get her number.
No, and I just feel like saying, and I know I'm a jerk. I'm like, just get in the car, all right? You're working Taco Bell. It's 12:30 in the morning. What choices have you made? Because getting in this car is a better choice. That's how I feel.
Although I would say this, if you're at a Taco Bell, and it's 12:30 or 1 a.m. whatever. That's still better than like going to the ATM and pulling out $300 at 1 o'clock in the morning. Your night's going to be more dangerous if you do the ATM $300 at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
like at least I know what to talk about. I'm going to get to Taco Bell. I'm going to go home. I'm going to get to bed and be safe and happy and healthy. And that's maybe not healthy.
Well, last night I got to the Richmond airport and it was about midnight. Right. So. At the last second, I got a hotel by the airport because, you know, I'm classy.
Which is dangerous.
It's super dangerous.
I'm from Richmond.
Super dangerous.
That's dangerous.
But I'm by myself. I say this all the time. If it's me, I trust myself. I can get through these situations.
Yes, of course.
I've been even crazier places.
I believe you.
So, thanks, Mom. So, I go up to the front desk. It's like 12:20 in the morning. And I was like, hey, I made a reservation. Am I still okay? Right? Because I booked another hotel. And they were like, oh, if you get here after midnight, we're canceling the reservation.
Oh,
so I go there. I'm like, hey, am I okay?
Yeah.
And he's like, what's the name? And I was like, and I'm like, Moses. Ooh. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know who you are. See? They know. Yeah. Yeah. We know who you are, Mark.
We heard
so,
you were coming.
I'm like, look, what's open? I'm starving. And he's
you went and got food last night.
Here's literally where it was. So I'm at the hotel. He's like, here's what's open. The Waffle House, which is like literally the next building over.
I'm sure, yeah. It's
the Waffle House. Right. But he's like, hey, this time of night, don't go inside. Just order outside. I'm like, what?
Why?
He's like, it's pretty good. I know the cook. I was like, what? I'm like, what? So I was like, hey,
good.
So then I go,
it's Waffle House. It's pretty good.
I go, hey.
I know the chef.
That's what he
scattered
said.
Some other covered it.
I know the cook. Good guy. What?
Ooh, okay.
So then there's a 7-Eleven right by there.
I think I know exactly where. I think I used to okay, all right, go ahead.
Here's what happens. Is this stand up? Could this be stand up material?
You're getting there.
All right, so
we're almost there.
So I go, hey, is that 7-Eleven still open? I'm like, hey, it's 12:30 at night. He's like, hey. This guy had great information for 12:30 in the morning.
At Super 8.
That's right.
Apparently Super 8's got concierge now.
That's right. So another person, get in the car. What are you doing? I'm laughing. And I'm gonna go to break. Wait, so
what did you get?
Here's what he said at 7-Eleven. I go, hey, 7-Eleven open? And he goes, literally, that's the look he gave. He's like, and he breathes hard. He goes,
all right. There too?
I was like, hey, if there's one woman working there, no, they shut the doors. No one can go inside. You can get gas, but if it's one woman, you can't work there. So I'm like, what? Why can't I go in there? He's like, no, one woman's working there. They closed the doors. I'm like, why is she working then? Why is she even there? So I go there. There's two guys working there. Okay. So people are like, okay, I can go in.
Yeah.
So I looked at the pizza. And I was like, this might have been here for 7 days. They even they had chicken wings. That might have been there for 2 weeks, 3 years.
They're probably orange.
So I get like a prepackaged like tuna sandwich. Okay. Fine. Those aren't bad there. Like they're not.
No, you're healthy today. Nothing happened. Yeah. You got here all right.
So I put on my Virginia Cavalier basketball jacket I have.
Okay,
I'm wearing that.
Yes,
it's kind of chilly. I'm used to 85 degrees and sunny weather.
Yeah, sorry, Virginia weather, terrible.
So literally, no, your weather's fine. It's you. So, and I got to go to break.
Your weather's fine. Carrie. You're bad.
I'm wearing this nice like Nike Virginia jacket, and these like hoodlums are in there. It's like hoodlums. You can tell like they're but no good punks. They're in there. I walk by and one guy goes, hey, I like that jacket. I'm like, oh no.
You're in the club.
No. I was like, no, this is not good. Maybe at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But this is close to 1 a.m.
Man.
They might jump me in the parking lot. I'm like, this is not good. Steal my jacket. Okay. So I'm trying to order.
They were like initiate you into the gang or something.
Yeah. So I think like, oh, there's not a lot of people here. Dude. It was packed with people playing video poker.
Oh, yeah, right.
At a random 7-Eleven by an airport.
That sounds like Richmond late night. That's
right.
Yeah, overnight.
Yeah.
So did you play?
No. There's too many people playing.
No. I got my tuna sandwich and I went back to the hotel.
Let's go to break. Jeez. We'll come back here on 1560 The Fan.
Now, here's your host, Mark Modis.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to hour number 3 of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan, as we are broadcasting live here on a Friday the 13th from beautiful Charlottesville, Virginia, here in Albemarle County. That's right. I still remember that. That's right. That's right. One more hour till the weekend, and I'm still joined here by my good friend, and now co-host, Kerry James. You are look, dude, let's go over this real quick. Then we're going to go wins, losses for your football team.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
You are an on-air broadcaster, right? So you do multiple. You're on two radio stations, right?
Primarily one, which is classic rock.
You're on classic, right. The Generation station.
Correct.
Right. But then don't you do country as well?
I do country as well on the weekends, yes.
You do that. Then you're the production director.
I'm the production director, yes.
I do fill-in production work. That's right.
But you're the program director of this station, and you're also the program director of...
of the classic rock station, 95.9 The Rocket. Right. But then, when Eric De Niro, world famous, when he goes on vacation, I have to fill in as production director. I do it all, right?
Yes, you do.
I'm one step away from cleaning the toilets. That's how I look at it.
Well, you'll be happy to know, since you are staying at my place this weekend...
I'm cleaning the toilets?
No, I cleaned the toilet because I knew you were coming over. I cleaned it today.
I appreciate
it's
that.
It's been like 6 months. So I figured,
You know what? I believe that.
Well, I haven't had any female company in a while. So there's no real reason. If you must know, ladies and gentlemen, it's been kind of a dry winter.
But you do that. Okay. Yes. So then you also do like TV work.
Yes. That's a lot of fun. It's in Richmond.
Yeah.
I'm on two affiliates. So I'm
two.
On the ABC affiliate. I'm on the CBS affiliate. Mm-hmm. The ABC affiliate is called Showcase Richmond. I'm a pitch person, spokesperson. And actually, we just opened three. Can I give a plug for my company? Is that all right?
Sure.
Because we just, okay, so I'm the spokesperson for 50 Floor.
Carpet.
All flooring. Carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, tile. All flooring. And we just opened three markets in Florida. So we are continuing to grow. So if anybody out there, I won't take up too much of your time, but if you want to shop for flooring and you don't want to go to the box store where you have to wait for somebody to help you or you get it interrupted, have these products brought to your home where you can see them in your environment.
Well, it's not in Florida.
I'm not getting paid for this right now. This is I love this company, and I've been working for them for a while. Anyway, I go on TV, and I talk about this on Channel 8, and I also go to CBS 6 for Virginia This Morning. And you've seen some bits from that
show.
It's
amazing. So you do that. Then, I don't know you have time to go to the bathroom after a while. So then you're also going to grad school.
Yes.
Right? You're doing that.
I've overextended myself in school.
But you're also... teaching a class.
I'm a TA for...
You're a TA.
For a couple professors, and then I have one other little
hobby. And
then
you're in a band.
One band, and I go tomorrow to kind of audition for another band.
What?
Well, you know, you gotta...
Man, there's only 24 hours in the day. When do you sleep?
I sleep about 5 hours. I think I slept 5 hours last night.
Dude, and you go work out all the time.
And I went and ran 4 miles this morning
and
lifted weights.
By the way, this is an intervention here on the air. I just want you to know that. Exactly what it is. So ridiculous, man.
But this is what gets me. I have to work out. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, and then I would gain weight, and it would be awful. How often do you exercise? Because you're incredibly fit and always have been as long as I've known you.
I'm a vampire. That's what this is about. I'm a vampire.
Whatever.
Dude.
You always stay fit.
Usually after the show, I will walk. I take a walk.
Really?
I sound like an old man. I have to do that. I try to walk around as much as I can.
Just to clear your head or to get exercise?
Yeah, and get exercise as well. And especially when the pandemic started, I started doing that. Like, couldn't go anywhere. So I started doing that, and then just to clear my mind, I got it. And this is the other thing. I don't say this often. I have to go on adventures. Like, I have to because I need content for the show.
Sure.
There has to be this balance of what's going on in the world, right? Brady's going to make $300 million.
Which is ridiculous.
Right?
But anyway.
and then what am I doing? Think about it. I had the story about the guy who's working the front desk at Super 8. I'm going to have more stories from this weekend. I say this all the time.
I know. I'll have more stories about you from this weekend.
This is the key. I'm not rooting for players or teams or an outcome. I'm rooting for the best story. This is very key. I care about the content. I need stories. That's what I need.
But you do care about your teams, though.
Yes.
I mean, you care about your sports teams. You are a Chicago man. You care about the White Sox. You care about the Bears. You get upset because I see the text where we talk about it when the Bears blow it.
Well,
right?
Yeah, that's nothing new.
Hey,
that was
the same boat, my friend.
Well, here's what's happened, though.
What?
We've changed as sports fans where the internet's killed it, where I don't have to watch every game.
Right.
I could just get, this is behind the curtain. I get up in the morning, I can just watch all the highlights on YouTube. I can read the stats. And I can go in the air and it's like, oh, so, I watched the game.
So is that your routine then? Like you just tell me you walk, you take a walk after work to clear your head, get exercise. So what is it? Do you get up at 7 and then you lay in bed for a while? Or what? Yeah,
like, I get up about... around 6:45, 7 o'clock. Depends.
And you start prepping for the show
in
then?
Bed.
Okay.
In bed.
And looking. That's right. All right. Looking at online. Why'd you say watching YouTube highlights there?
Constantly looking at. I'm looking for stats, social media, things I can talk about. Constantly. There are times I wake up and I want to go on the air right away. Like right away. And I'm like, oh, we got to wait till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm ready at 9 a.m. to go.
Do you get excited about stories that? I wouldn't say scandalous, but I noticed when I watch the Olympics now, half of the Olympics, and maybe even not even the half, is about the actual sports, where the other half is, well, what kind of conditions are the players sleeping in, or, you know, who doped during this preparatory for the game, or, you know, like, there's always some sort of, or who, what person violated the rules. Like, when you watch the Olympics, half of it, I feel, is about the other stories. Is that important to you?
Dude, I like you're interviewing me. I like this now. I like how this is going. All right, here's what I think about in my career. The best interaction I've ever gotten from listeners where they wanted to call and, you know, social media, like, really moved the needle, as they say.
Right.
There's a couple times. First time in my career when it happened is when Manti Te'o's girlfriend wasn't real. Like, just think, like, people lost their minds. Because they hate Notre Dame. Right, most people hate Notre Dame.
No,
and it was such a, like, this was 2012. I was working in Omaha.
God,
we're live.
That, man.
Okay, we're live on the air.
That's so long ago.
And our engineer, one of our engineers, we're live on the air. My coworker Mike and I were on the air. The engineer loses his mind, kicks open the door while we're live on the air, and he's like, "Manti Te'o's girlfriend's not real." We took calls for 4 hours. That was the big one that people lost their minds. And the other one is
Ray Lewis.
No, you brought this up earlier. You said it last hour.
What?
When it turned out Tom Brady was a cheater deflating those footballs. People lost their minds.
Yeah.
Here's
the
sports
pretty
radio.
Pretty boy isn't as pretty as we thought.
Here's how radio works.
Yes.
You did this, Kerry James. Okay, look. Like I said, NBA playoffs are going on, and they have great TV ratings. First, the best TV ratings in like 5 years for NBA. No LeBron, right?
Yeah, right.
It's amazing.
Right. Good point.
All
right.
These things. All the NFL schedule's coming out. Oh, we're going to play this. Tom Brady's going to be a broadcaster.
Oh, gosh.
That's how stupid this is.
Right.
You got to do what's the best story. That's what it's about.
What's the best story, of course.
No, but I get up at 7 a.m. I'm reading and reading and reading. But I have to read news as well. I read politics,
yes,
music.
Sure.
I'm reading. I got to know what the hell's going on.
What about pop culture?
I know everything. Every headline. Hey, here's what happened. About a month ago.
Yes.
A Sunday night, I went with my buddy Martin and TJ. We went to Exploria Stadium. That's the soccer stadium in Orlando for Orlando City Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Team USA played. They're trying to get to the World Cup.
Yes.
Okay, it's a Sunday night. There's nothing else going on. And they win. And this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we didn't go to the World Cup 4 years ago, which is an embarrassment. We have 300 million people. We can't find 15 guys to play soccer. Like, come on. So we won. We dominated Peru. Dude, you would have loved it. It was so wild. Okay? So I remember, like, walking back to my car in downtown Orlando, and I'm like, all right.
Which, by the way, I used to live in Orlando, I know the town very well.
It's very mysterious with you. Sometimes I think you're a secret agent. So like, I'm walking back to my car, and I'm thinking, like, all right, this is my open. This is a cool story. Team USA, because I'm telling you, there's nothing else going on. Team USA, I went to the game. So not only is it a big story locally and nationally, but I went.
Yes.
So there's the open.
Yeah.
I go to bed.
Yes.
I wake up and I'm like, wait, what happened? Will Smith slept Chris Rock? And like, I'm like, well, forget about the open. Forget about soccer. And I literally, and that's how I spinned it, Carrie, was like this idea of, I was like, well, I was going to talk hilarious. About this, this, and this, but then the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air slapped Chris Rock.
Thanks for stealing the show.
Dude, it was better, though. It's a better story. You got to go with the best story.
I get it. Okay.
All right, so you ready for wins or losses?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
And I will admit this to you, and I've said this. I'm going to bring this up. I'm stalling right now. I've said this on air before, and I will say it again. This is my show. And I always say this. You're doing something right if your name's in the show. This is
right. And you have T-shirts made with your name on it that I'm wearing right now.
That's
so
right.
Thank you very much.
And I did help that Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. I hosted that event last weekend. They raised $105,000.
Fantastic. Yes.
That's right,
you.
Baby.
That's you. Yes.
I say this all the time. I am addicted to being on the air. It's a drug.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Is like you probably think about this show like all the time. Like it probably doesn't leave. You probably don't go 5 minutes without even something resonating. Like, okay, I got to do this for the show, or I've got to add that in, or that would be a good bit. Or like, I would bet you don't go 5 minutes without thinking about this
all day.
Yeah,
and I think, and there are times this is where I get like
even on dates. I bet it's like that.
Yes. There are times I've been on dates and it's like I'm booking guests when they're like, "Oh, I'm going to the bathroom." All
right,
I got to book.
Yes,
all right, can you do
that's
Tuesday?
What I'm saying, right.
All day.
Right.
All day. And I know people are going to roll their eyes, but it's like Michael Jordan tendencies. When can we get back on the air?
Well, that's why you're great at it, because you really have to absorb it. I mean, somebody said to me a long time ago, "Well, have you ever thought about doing sports?" I'm like, "No, you have to know, you have to be
you could do it.
I would do it if I could do it with somebody like you, but you know more about sports than I would say a lot of people do about politics. Like, you go on a show, one of the big networks, and yeah, they've got producers that are helping them. That's the story of the day. But, like, you know history. You know people who played in the past. People, like, you know so much about it.
It's because I love
statistics.
It.
Right. But you're thinking about it constantly. That's the benefit. That's why you can bring so much to the microphone, is because you're living it constantly.
Look, when I was in high school and, like, I was like, wait a minute, you're going to pay me to talk about all the nonsense I talk about anyway?
Right.
And I grew up, I always remember this, I always think of my dad. When I was young, my dad would always listen to the radio. Like, we'd be in the car together, and he'd listen to political talk radio. And look, I remember listening to Rush Limbaugh when I was a little kid. Like, I remember that we'd listen to it.
Yeah.
And we'd listen to sports talk radio. And, you know, we went to the Bears games. We're like sports crazy. And I was like, yeah, that'd be really cool. And when I was in high school, my mom was like, hey, you should like tour the school I went to. Let's go. We'll tour for the weekend. And I was like, all right. Okay. They got a broadcasting program.
And is this how you decided for Western Illinois? Right?
I know Tony Romo went to Eastern Illinois.
Right, yes.
I went to the other one.
Right. The smarter one.
I bet you in college.
Yes.
I bet you I saw him play. And he wasn't famous then.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, like, good possibility.
So,
sure.
So I remember like going there. And this is what I always think about is, so it's like, you know, like high school, you know, weekend where you tour the facilities.
Yeah.
So we're in like the main hall, like Western Hall, the big auditorium. And the president of the school is like, all right, welcome to our weekend. We're going to show you around campus. Mm-hmm. I always think about this. So they're like, all right, if you want to take a tour of the science department, go with this instructor. And like 50 people get up and they go and they're like, all right, business, 20 people, right? Math or, you know, all this different theater,
right?
And they're like, who wants to go for broadcasting? I was the only one.
Yes.
So then.
Now, wait a minute, real quick. Was your program journalism or was it, like, what was it?
Okay, so it was, and we're here with Kerry James again. This is my show here on a Friday the 13th. So here's what's funny. This is weird with technology. Hmm. So it was broadcasting, radio and TV broadcasting. Newspaper journalism was a separate.
Oh, interesting.
And remember, they were very snooty and thought they were better than us. You know what I mean? Because we're the outcasts. But now, think about the media. Now it's one program.
Integrate.
So the newspaper guy had to change and evolve. Now they're podcasting and shooting video.
Sure.
Before it was, I'm going to write my article and everyone's going to think
I'm cerebral.
Yeah.
I'm composing. I'm creating.
So it's weird.
Yeah.
We saved them.
Right.
That's what's weird about it. They had to jump on us, so now it's the broadcast journalism degree.
So similar experience at VCU. Mm. They had the radio and the TV department, and then they had the Commonwealth Times, the newspaper department. But the radio people, when I got there, and the newspaper people didn't get along. Like, there was this wall, right? So your friend Kerry James goes down to the newspaper and begins dating the girl who is the editor for the fluff pieces.
Olive Branch.
And it brought us all together. So, you know, when in doubt, date the enemy.
Date the enemy. The enemy of my enemy is also my enemy. That's amazing. I'm saving that audio right there. So I always think about, like, so I went there. They were like, yeah, Mark, we'd love for you to, like, join our program. I'm like 17, right? And they told me during, like, and I've told this story before, where then during, like, Christmas break of my senior year, they're like, hey, you should come back for a basketball game that we're broadcasting on our local channel.
Right.
So my brother, Dad, and I drive down to the school, and I get to meet the people in the truck. And, the play-by-play guys, we see the game. It was a woman's game. I remember this. And I remember Sharon Evans, who was, like, the dean of the program.
Yeah.
She goes, like, this is literally, I know. We talk sports and recruiting. This is what I always think about. And I always tell this to student athletes, like, you got to go where you're needed. This is very key. Just like in our broadcasting or if you're in work.
Right.
There's places you want to go. Like, I personally want to party in South Beach every day for a job. But no one's calling me for this. So I always think about this. Where are you needed? This is what I really think about it. Where am I needed? So Sharon, at the time, she sits me down one-on-one, takes me to the side. And she's like, look, we're building up this program. We're going to turn it around, and we're going to have one of the best programs in the country. Mark, we need someone like you to be the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
We need you.
That's cool. She says this to you.
So she's recruiting me.
Right. Very impressionable. You're like, yes, that's right. That's exactly what she's doing.
Because I remember going to job fairs in high school, and I remember that, like, you know, you've been to job fair, and it's like, I remember going up, and people were, like, snooty to me, like, I'm not good enough, right. Which I probably wasn't.
No, but I know what you mean.
Like, I'm just, you're not good enough for this school.
Right.
And when she said that to me.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm going here. And that's what I thought about. And it's
Have you ever go back and find her?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still friends with her.
Good, good. Yeah. That's great.
So she retired, but I tell her that.
That's Mark.
She
that's
said
great.
That to
that's
me.
That's really cool.
And
made an impact.
Made an impact. And so my good friend Buzz, who's another instructor, he's now pretty much the dean. Okay. So he told me once, and he told me this like a couple years ago, right? He's like, hey, Mark, when you were a student here, I know this is all blowing smoke up.
Go.
He goes, he's like, we were at a faculty meeting, and he's like, you know, we got this student named Moses, right? Like, and he's like, you know, of all the students here, I think he can really do this talk radio thing. Like, of all the people. So he said that. Never
Isn't
told
that cool,
me this.
Though, that they had that awareness about you? I mean, that.
Yeah. So years ago.
Like, credit to them for also seeing it.
And taking my money. Don't worry.
Well, yeah. Another thing.
So I always remember this.
It's my money too, man.
So, yeah, exactly. It's going to continue. When I know. World War III is going to start. You're still going to be going to class. So it'll be you and the cockroaches who will survive. Because you love school. My sister's the same way. You're obsessed with.
Well, yeah. Once you kind of get into it. Of course, you complain about it all the time when you're doing it, as you're well aware. I do complain about it.
So here's what happens.
Yes.
So I was talking to my buddy Buzz. He's like, you know, we did this thing like during the pandemic where we had a bunch of the alumni come on and talk about their broadcasting career. And we did this like a big roundtable thing on Skype. And it was a big hit.
Hmm?
And we were talking. I always remember this. We're talking in the on the phone. I'm driving to the office, and he's like, "Yeah, that went really well." And I told him, I was like, "You should start your own podcast where you're interviewing alumni." And he's like, "Yeah, that is a good idea." So he starts.
They're doing it.
So he starts it, and I always think about this. I told him that, got out of the car, went inside the studio, and that's when people were storming the Capitol.
Oh,
I'll always remember. Geez. I'll always remember this.
Wow.
Always. So he starts doing it, right? He starts doing the podcast. The university's like, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
You should interview every alumni in every department. Mm-hmm. See, where's my cut?
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. The funny thing is now every university has a podcast now.
You have to.
Like, right. To be relevant.
I'm gonna end with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've been going on.
We haven't done it yet.
The picks?
No.
I got one story, then we're doing the picks.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Wait. I'm glad you said something. There's a lady that was supposed to call me at 4, and she's texting me. Like, I'm sorry.
Was it work-related?
No, it's, you know.
It can wait.
It's my lady friend, yeah.
It can, yeah.
Yeah, I know it'll wait.
Trust me, you'll get another one. Okay?
No, I want another one. I like this one.
No. Well,
you're going to meet her tomorrow, you know.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
So, one of the great things from Kerry James was, this really opened my eyes. When you were in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah.
And when you did that, you were the narrator.
Yes. Which I should mention, the role is bigger in the play than it is in the movie, for those people
yeah.
familiar with the movie.
Dude, we know. Rocky Horror.
I went to that show.
You were like, hey, I remember this was like 2009.
Yes.
And you seriously... You're like, yeah, I'm in this. Because you like acting, theater.
Yeah,
you love it.
I grew up with it. I have a performing arts background.
You're a performer. So yes. I loved that show. When I went to that, I went by myself to support you.
Thank you.
I was in the back. It was so much fun.
That's cool.
It was so much fun. Yes, and I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud of you when you were in that. It was awesome. And then you invited me to like the after parties with the cast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was a good time. Theater. Yeah.
Wait, okay. Can I tell one thing then?
Yeah, what all right. Are you
so
say?
No, not about that. Because I know we're going to do the picks here in a second. So I want to get one thing, in for...
Hey, I'm the program director. We can go to 8 o'clock if you want. What are you going to say?
When I first met you,
yeah,
it was here. It was just outside this door. And the news director brought you in.
Melissa.
Because you were being interviewed to do news at the time. Again, this was 08?
08.
08. So... You came in, I was probably producing a commercial or doing something in this studio, and she brings you by, and she says, this is Mark, and I don't remember exactly what you said, but you said some really smart aleck, and you're young, and we don't know you, and you're just interviewing, and you said some smart aleck thing to me, and I'm just like, I just looked at the news director like, who is this jerk? I just thought you were the worst. And I'm thinking,
why?
Well, I'm like, well, at least we know that she won't hire this guy. And then she hires you.
She said, Melissa.
And now you're like one of my best friends.
Melissa goes.
I thought you were like the rudest, like who comes to an interview and makes a smart remark to somebody who works there?
Melissa goes, Melissa in this story, my news director, and I appreciate her hiring me. She's like,
Mark. I appreciate her hiring you.
She's like, Mark, here's how I got the job. She's like, Mark, you showed up, you wore a suit, and you're like, I want to work. When can I start? She's like, I'm sold. That's what she's I don't know what other people are saying in these conversations. I hired a promotions director. Here's your story.
Yes.
It's story time with Uncle Mark and Kerry. Same thing. It's just the weirdest thing though, because I'm so nice to people. I always try to like be nice to people. So we needed to hire a promotions director. This is years ago in Melbourne. And we're looking at different candidates. And there's this one, she's from St. Louis. Her name's Chelsea. And Chesley, I apologize. The other program directors were like, we don't like her. We don't think she's good enough. And I was like, no, I think this woman has potential. I was the one standing up for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I think this woman has potential. She's going to be good. And the other one's like, I don't really care. Like, they're like half-ass attitude.
Dismissed her.
Dismissed her. Didn't like her. And I was like, I'm going to go to bat for her.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, this is who we need to hire. And I told that to my general manager. I was like, we got to hire this person. We got to do it. I said, this is the one.
Yeah.
Right?
So you saw something.
I saw something.
Same way the president or when you were in college, they saw something in you.
So I got to give it back. Right. Pay it forward.
Right.
So what's funny about that is, so we hire her and I'm like really excited. I was like, yeah, this is going to be great. Then she tells me, you know, of all the people I met on the interview, I don't know what to think of you. I thought you were kind of a jerk. What?
I wasn't wrong. I knew it.
I was like, what?
First impressions, he is a jerk.
I was like,
and then of course we grew to love you. So.
Dude, I was in shock. I was like, oh my God.
Did you tell her like,
yeah,
you went to bat for it and everything?
I was like I'm
the reason that you're here.
All right.
Jeez.
All right, let's do this real quick before I let you go.
I gotta text this lady back or something.
All right, hold on. Okay, wait, here. All right, let's go wins, losses with your Dallas Cowboys. Okay, then I'll let you go.
All right.
Or I'll just keep telling stories. We're both going to have to take a nap after this and then go out.
No nap.
We're
going straight out.
No sleep till Brooklyn. All right.
Or Coney Island.
Let's go. Buccaneers at Cowboys.
What? I mean, I'm a lifelong Dallas Cowboy fan since I was 7 years old. I'm 52 now.
Tom Brady at the Cowboys.
Here's the thing. I'm a realistic Cowboy fan, so obviously I'm going to say the Bucs. I mean,
loss.
Loss.
Okay. Loss. All right. Next week, another great game, 425, Bengals at Cowboys.
Cowboys.
All right. Going to take the win. So you go 1-1.
You said that was at Dallas.
Yeah, so both first two games are at Dallas. Then you go to the Giants, 8:15, prime time.
Who did they get recently? Did the Giants acquire like a quarter?
No.
No,
they're staying with Daniel Jones. They're insane. It's
nothing. Okay. I'm going to go with Dallas. I'm going to say they're on a hot streak.
All right. Win.
they won one game. They're on a hot streak.
Yeah. Whoa. you
beat the Vegas.
Lollipop? Commanders at Cowboys.
Commanders at Oh, Dallas.
Man, so first three out of four, you're at home. Okay. Cowboys at Rams. Ooh, 425.
I'm going to go with Rams on that one.
Loss. Cowboys at Eagles.
I'm going to go with Cowboys.
Lions.
Come on. Are they still in the league?
Wait, Cowboys at Rams, Cowboys at Eagles. Who do you have?
Cowboys at... I think the Cowboys will beat the Eagles in Philadelphia.
Lions at Cowboys.
Cowboys. Lions.
Bears at Cowboys.
Oh.
We should save your money. We should go to
this. What's the date on that?
It's like October 30th, end of the month, like Halloween weekend pretty much. Dude.
That's not out of the question.
Dude, that would be cool if we did that. No, we need to like sell kidneys.
Friday and fly back on a Monday?
Yeah, that would be cool if we did that. We'll broadcast.
Let's think about that.
We'll broadcast from the Super 8. I'll get, and it'll be awesome.
Oh God!
All right, win or loss, buddy.
As long as we can go to Waffle House.
I know the cook is good. Yeah. Bears at Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Okay. Cowboys at Packers.
Loss. Packers.
Come on.
Hate Aaron
Rodgers. Yeah, get in line. Cowboys at Vikings.
Cowboys.
Cowboys hosting the Giants.
Giants, they're looking for revenge.
So loss.
Yeah.
Colts at Cowboys.
Ooh, Cowboys.
Texans at Cowboys.
Texans. I think it's just going to be one of those like mid-season like choke.
All right.
Think you're good. Oh, we're playing a team in state, and then they're going to blow. They'll be up, and they'll blow it in the fourth quarter.
Cowboys at Jaguars.
Cowboys. Sorry, Florida. Sorry, Jacksonville. But sorry,
Eagles at Cowboys.
I think we're going to sweep the Eagles. I think it's going to be one of those flukes.
Cowboys at Titans. 8:15.
Titans.
Cowboys at Commanders.
Commanders.
Okay, so you have...
I think it will split series with them.
Okay, four, five... Okay, I just want to make sure I have this right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you are going 10-7.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Is that for the division?
Rizzi was much more optimistic.
She went 13-4.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
All right, so 10-7, is that for the division?
That's limping into the playoffs, right?
So what else is new?
Right, that's that. There you go. That is how we've done it, exactly.
That's how we roll,
see,
buddy.
I wasn't even adding up the win. I was just going by the games, and that's, there you go, 10-7, which is usually our record, right?
That's right.
Before they added the extra games, usually like 10-6.
And this time, hopefully you know how many timeouts you have on the final play.
What did Dak do? He didn't wait for the ref to put the ball down or something. I'm like, what are you doing?
Just like me trying to start a family. It's too late. Carrie, thank you so much for today. I love talking to you, man.
Thank you, Mark.
Let's have fun this weekend.
Yes.
This is Sports Radio 1560, The Fan. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're